From the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Officials in the Niagara region, this all went down before the long weekend. They're, I guess, hoping for the best when it comes to this eclipse, but preparing for the worst. They're anticipating traffic jams, possible fuel shortages, telecommunication outages. So they invoked a preemptive emergencies act going in. Like, you don't preemptively invoke the emergencies act. These things are reserved for like natural disasters and floods and fires and severe snowstorms and everything else. But they're expecting upwards of 1 million people to show up in Niagara Falls on Monday and the days before Monday. And what this does is that it gives them more money, additional resources, and extra staff, and way more power, and also the ability to not explain why they're doing what they're doing.
It's going to get dark for 3.5 minutes.
Bro, but okay, so put it this way. Remember when Nick Wallenda walked across the falls?
Yes,
you remember
I
that?
Do.
Uh-huh. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
I think they had 150,000 people there that day for that. They're expecting 1 million is what they say. I don't know how you anticipate 1 million, but I guess they're expecting 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a mess. I was listening to something the other day where they're like, maybe come Thursday.
As in 2 days from now?
Yes. Yeah. They were like, listen, if you think that you're going to just like wake up and go, hey, let's go to Niagara Falls and...
Oh, yeah. It's not a last minute thing.
Right? No. Even the day before. Like, if you're like, hey, maybe we go Sunday, find a parking garage, sleep in the car. That's even too late.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to get in or get out.
Yo, imagine it gets cloudy on Monday.
I know. It's going to be the best.
Hold on. Let me see.
It's going to be the best.
So the eclipse forecast for Monday.
Yeah.
So high of 12 degrees, sun cloud mix.
Oh, no. That's not good.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The 2024 iHeartRadio Music Awards went down. SZA taking the stage to accept multiple trophies, including the big one of the night, Song of the Year for Kill Bill.
Ooh,
Taylor Swift sent in a video message to accept Artist of the Year, as well as 5 other awards. And Beyonce received the Innovator Award and was on stage accepting that trophy from fellow icon
I'm honored
Stevie
to
Wonder.
Receive this recognition from you, Stevie Wonder. Whenever anyone asks me if it's anyone I can listen to for the rest of my life, it's always you. So thank you. God bless you.
I just want to thank you for motivating the world to become a better place.
Thank you so much.
Aww.
And thank you for playing. Thank you for playing the harmonica on Jolene.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know that. Stevie Wonder played harmonica on the Jolene song?
I guess.
Tonight, you call me an innovator, and for that, I'm very grateful. Innovation starts with a dream, but then you have to execute that dream, and that road can be very bumpy. Being an innovator is seeing what everyone believes is impossible. Being an innovator often means being criticized. And I want to dedicate this award to all the innovators who have dedicated their lives and their art to creating shifts. So thank you for your sacrifices, your powerful voices, and your dauntless spirits. Thank you to Rosetta Tharpe, Miss Tracy Chapman, Linda Martell, Prince, Stevie Wonder, Andre 3000, Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, and so many more who defied any label placed upon them. Thank you for executing your dream so we could all follow.
There we go.
Love it.
I missed a lot of that because we were off on Friday when the album dropped, and I missed a lot of that action.
Oh,
everybody love it?
Man.
Nora, you love it?
Oh, that's all we've been listening to.
Really? Yeah.
This album has been on repeat for me. Like, come on.
16 carriages driving away.
Such a great record, guys. This one's called 16 Carriages.
Holy night on a lone
when it kicks in right here. Tears I fight. 16 carriages. Damn. Yo, she even does a cover. Listen to this. I know you don't know that she did this, Roz.
No.
She does a cover of Blackbird. Blackbird
singing in the dead of night.
Yeah, it's beautiful too.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
That's pretty.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Yo, not gonna lie though, like on the album, she does get like kind of grimy for a couple of seconds.
I ain't in no gang, but I got shooters and I bang, bang. At the snap of my fingers, I'm fine.
Come on.
And I'm still on your head, cornrows. They call me the captain, the catwalk assassin. When they know it's slapping, then here come the yapping. All of this snitching and all of this.
There's one song that kind of took off that, I don't know, I hope it's the next single. But it gets me excited for this guy's album to come out too. And I'm so glad that the two of them teamed up. But Beyonce and Post Malone with a song called Levi's Jeans. Oh, ho, 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 boy.
Call me pretty little thing.
Such a great song.
Let you be my Levi, so you can hug that thing all day long.
Oh my God, what a great record.
Be a sexy little
thing. This is on repeat.
Snap
for me.
Bring it on.
Does Post Malone sing on it?
Oh yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Snap a picture, bring it on. Oh girl, I wish I was your Levi.
Man, this gets me so excited for Post Malone's album.
And apparently this album was finished before the album she released earlier.
Yeah, I heard that. That this was done before...
The Renaissance album?
The Renaissance album.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like they've been sitting on this for a long time.
Wow. How do you keep like songs like this a secret, though?
Well, because of death. Right?
I guess.
Like, don't they kill you? Isn't that the deal?
I guess.
When you cross Jay-Z or Beyonce?
Yeah, you don't want to mess with them, right?
I don't even speak at a turn.
Yeah. This album's so good.
Yeah. I won't even talk about liking this song publicly.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, I'm just going through this crazy story about this skydiving center in California.
I'm always interested.
Yeah, please tell me more.
Between 1985 and 2023, 28 people have died skydiving at this one school.
Maria, still interested?
It's only that school, clearly.
18 since 2000.
Yo, you say only that school?
No, it's not, because the problem is that of the 28 people that have died at this one skydiving operation, it's still open.
How, though?
Because there is really no regulatory agency that can shut it down. There's no central database that tracks deaths at skydiving schools, and there's no federal or state agency specifically tasked with investigating those
deaths.
There's
no, like, skydiving force or
something
like
so
that?
So the FAA and the United States Parachute Association rely on self-regulation of the schools and the instructors.
How you get self-regulated when you're dead?
Bro, this school is still open. In 2016, they got sued and lost and had to pay out $40 million when a 16-year-old died.
Oh my gosh. The school
is still open. They just found out now. They just investigated now this school, all the people that have died, and it took, like, this newspaper did it, and they went and they tracked everybody through all these records and news stories and family members and everything else, and they were like, yo, 28 people have died at this one skydiving school, and it's still open.
Crazy.
Open.
Do they offer discounts?
I think the whole thing is a discount.
Gotta be.
Pack your own chute.
Yeah, if you forget, oh well.
My God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Okay.
Lil Wayne showing up on Monday night. Was it Monday night, Raw?
Yes,
that he showed up?
It was.
Lil Wayne showed up with...
Jey Uso.
Jey Uso, and made this huge announcement.
Hey, Big Uso, I'm going to let you know right now. If you free next weekend, All right. I mean, I know you got a busy schedule, but yeah. If that thing clear, yeah. Man, hey, come through the Philly. It was WrestleMania 40. I'm going to whoop my brother ass. You try to come? What's up?
I'm going to be there, and you know what? I'm bringing my single, world premiere. WrestleMania, you know what it is.
Say less, dude. Yeah. Say less. Yeah.
So there he is.
Yes.
Lil Wayne's going to bring his new single to WrestleMania.
It is going
Meek
to
Mill
be.
Meek Mill is also going to be there.
Yes. No. Really?
Yeah.
After all the Diddy stuff, Meek Mill showing up in front of
him? Yeah.
All right.
Can't wait.
Man, I was going through a lot of that Diddy stuff on the weekend. You let me know your thoughts on this, Shem. With that industry and that sort of culture surrounding hip-hop and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me there's a lot of people who are not very concerned with the actual allegations against Diddy in those lawsuits, and there's just a lot of people who are trying to out him as gay.
That's fair. Yes, I think a lot. I think he's getting clowned more for that.
But I think that especially. That's the, like all the big revelations now. It's not all the terrible stuff he might have done. It's I knew he was gay.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's just a lot of that going on.
Yeah. There's a lot more focus on that for sure.
And way more people with the jokes about Meek Mill.
Yeah.
And Diddy and,
oh, man.
Well, right? we will see Meek Mill at WrestleMania on the weekend.
Bro, it's going to be wrestling group chats getting together.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to get messy. It's going to get messy, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
OPP are doing whatever they can to help you not have your car stolen.
Okay.
As we
by
know.
By telling us to give our keys to anyone that wants
bro,
it?
I mean, we all know that. But I guess what they're doing is today at the En route on 400 in King City, they're giving away like protective things for you and your home and your keys and your car and your wheel.
Oh.
Here is Dammit Maury talking to OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt.
OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt, always a pleasure speaking with you. Auto theft is on the rise and top of mind with everybody across the country. And you guys are doing some car safety giveaways today. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, this is a program that's happening up in central Ontario between Caledon, Peterborough, and Ottawa-Saga, Southern Georgian Bay, all sorts of different locations. If you live in those communities, reach out to your local OPP detachments. They're holding programs today giving away Faraday bags, which will help keep your key fobs from being ripped off by scanning and hijack tools where people are taking the key fob signals and stealing your vehicles right from your driveway without even getting in possession of your actual keys. We're also giving away a steering wheel locks that you can use to protect your vehicle. You know, it's one more measure that will hopefully be a deterrent to help protect your vehicle from being stolen so you don't wake up one morning and find your beautiful car, truck, SUV is missing from the driveway.
Hold on, like the club?
The club, yeah.
They're giving away clubs?
Remember the club?
Bro, like what you used to have on the Accord back in the day?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know why people stop using the club. I guess because it's a bit of a pain in the ass and you gotta like...
And if you lose the key, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess this is what it's become. Somebody backed into Catherine at some point. Mm-hmm. In her car, and the bumper's all dented and chipped. And her philosophy is, she's like, I'm not going to get that fixed. I was like, why not going to get that fixed? She's like, because I think it's a deterrent for somebody trying to steal my car. Maybe they're, and I'm like, they don't do a 360.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're not like,
they just want the vehicle.
Yeah.
They're taking it down to the port.
Yeah.
It's going to get shipped off
it's
anyway.
It's not a rental where you, like, got to take pictures and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, now we're good.
Yeah. I'm like, fix the car. It's a deterrent because it's got a dent in the back.
Yeah.
They don't want this.
But I'm the good thing is, if it gets stolen with a dent and she gets a new one, she gets a brand new car.
Oh, God. I know.
Real math.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
Yeah. Then you don't got to pay for the dent? Oh,
nope,
my God. The conversation we had the other night, she was flying home from March break with Roxy. They were on a 13-hour travel day or something like this. And it was a snowstorm when they landed and they were at the airport. And she's like, I'm having a hard time getting an Uber. They keep canceling on me. Mm. And I was like, listen, just get home. I go order Uber Black. Right?
Yeah.
Just order. They're always there and they will be there fast. And she's like, I'm not paying $90 for an Uber Black. I refuse. And I go, it's not 90. You're going to pay 50 to get home in an Uber anyway. So it's 40 for the Uber Black. So you're not willing to pay $40. She goes, no, I will never pay $90. And I'm like, but it's not $90.
Well, it is still $90.
It's not.
You're but it is $90.
You're paying $50 to get home anyway.
Yeah, plus an additional $40.
The regular Uber is $50.
Yeah.
To get the Uber Black is $90. So you're not paying $90 for an Uber Black. You're just paying an extra $40 to get home faster.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, my God. You guys are all insane.
Why wouldn't she take an Up Express then Uber from Union?
Just stop it with the Up Express.
I'm going to say something that's going to be triggering right now.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not going to say it.
Say it. Say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Why didn't you go get her?
Shut up.
Thank you, Maria.
Because it was a snowstorm.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Production on season 2 of Gen V has been delayed following the death of Chance Perdomo, who was killed in a motorcycle crash. Do you watch Gen V at all?
No. That's a spinoff of
The Boys.
Yeah, it's
really, really good. Young cast. They're all amazing. He was one of the main guys on the show. He played Andre, who's like he's magnetic manipulation abilities. Mm-hmm. He was also on The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix. He died in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, no.
His castmates released a statement saying, "Our hearts are with Chance's loved ones as we grieve this shocking loss. We will remember the special moments we had together, his infectious smile that could light up any room." Really great. The kid, he was 27, but he was like really, really great in the mm-hmm. show. I started watching, hey, does anybody watch Three Body Problem yet on Netflix?
No. Is it good?
Man, it's wild.
The trailer, yeah.
It's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Right? It's a lot.
It seemed like a lot. Just based on the trailer, it's a lot of information.
It's
and
a
like,
lot.
Do they tell the story well?
They do.
I'll tell you, I
don't know when the last time I saw sci-fi
uh-huh.
where like I almost cried. Like I was
Okay.
It's really good. Like,
I gotta watch it.
But the show is a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like it's a lot to handle.
Oh, okay.
You can't do two screens when you're watching Three Body Problem.
You really gotta pay attention.
You gotta focus.
It can't be like on in the background and you like just tune in every now and then.
No, you cannot.
Okay,
did you watch The Gentlemen? Anybody watch The Gentlemen?
No.
Yeah. Oh, show's so good.
Been busy, bro.
Show's so good.
The
Gentlemen is that Guy Ritchie show. It's like Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, but only a television show. Like, it's awesome. Watch that show. Why are you not watching that show?
Because Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Also, we don't have the kind of time that you have to watch all this stuff.
Well, I don't know. Make more time.
Okay. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Larry David on CNN. I don't know if you saw this. Chris Wallace was trying to get out of Larry David how much he's worth.
I actually looked. The over-under is $500 million. No, we're not doing a spit take here.
By the way, I'm out of water, okay? I'm out.
I think you're avoiding the question.
I'm avoiding the question. I'm going to say
over or
what
under should half a billion dollars
to your father,
Rest.
Okay? None of your business. How about that? And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
What?
What you just said.
Half a billion?
That number is so preposterous, okay? Ridiculous.
How about $100 million?
Okay, how about you shut up? Okay? How about you shut up? Is that all right?
I got to say, you know, 100 interviews, nobody's ever said that to me before.
Well, just shut up.
Okay.
You think he was being serious? Or was he like...
Larry David?
Yeah.
No, joking. But I think that there's no way. But I do think that Larry David is probably worth $500 million.
Uh-huh.
Like, easily. Yeah. You watching this season of this show?
Mm-hmm. Curb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
I haven't seen a single episode.
Damn. It's good.
I like it.
A lot of good Leon this season.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but it sounds great.
And some good guest stars.
Are fans happy? Yeah. Are fans happy?
I don't care. Who cares?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't care. I don't care what the fans. If they're happy, I'm happy.
Okay.
What do I care about the fans' happiness?
I know. I'm just... asking a question. Jeez. What happened to you over the long weekend, bro?
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, sounds like it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
At least 9 people were killed and more than 800 injured yesterday when that earthquake hit Taiwan. Ooh. The most powerful earthquake in like 25 years. 7.4 magnitude hit just before 8 a.m. local time. There were more than 100 aftershocks, including one with a magnitude of 6.5. There have been three small tsunamis reported on the island between Japan's main island and Taiwan. All tsunami warnings, however, in Japan have ended. They've had six other quakes with a magnitude of seven or higher in the last 50 years. The largest was 7.7, and that was in 1999, and that resulted in 2,297 fatalities and an estimated $14 billion in damages. So they're pretty lucky right now as it is. I mean, the recovery is going to have to happen, but only nine people so far is an incredibly low number for something that, when you see this footage, my God.
There was one that I saw. It was somebody's like in their condo on the balcony filming, and you see in the distance, like all not that far away, a couple blocks, but just stacks of condos all tumbling like dominoes. Yeah. It's scary as hell.
It looked like special effects, like houses looked like they were made of rubber, like they were swaying back and forth. And
you
like
see the one
roads,
the bridge,
everything, yeah,
the long bridge,
yeah, the bridge is
moving back
just,
and forth,
yeah, and also you understand sort of like what engineering is at that point, right? Because we, you know, you drive on bridges and these sort of like, you know, elevated highways and stuff like this, and you never think about the engineering that goes into something to deal with high winds or an earthquake or whatever.
They
got to
think of all the what ifs.
Yeah, and so it's supposed to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's it. That's the bridge doing the thing that the bridge is designed to do. It's just you never see that because we're never exposed to it, right?
Yeah.
But engineering is just it's an incredible, incredible thing, man. When you see these houses that they've built that are like they're made out of rubber.
Yeah.
Like they're just like swaying, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a ghost house.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It looks like a filter.
Yes.
On a phone.
Yes.
Right? Like that wavy filter.
Yes. Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Joe Flaherty, SCTV legend, passed away at the age of 82.
RIP King.
So many different generations know Joe from so many different things. So, of course, SCTV, he was on there with that legendary show from back in the day. And then he was on Freaks and Geeks. The sort of younger generation may know him as the heckler from Happy Gilmore.
Hey, Gilmore, you suck. Why don't you shut the hell up? Whoa, the club went further than the ball.
And Martin Short, former SCTV cast member and good friend of Joe Flaherty, he actually did a couple fundraisers for him when they found out that Joe was going to pass away soon, and did an interview talking about the last few times they got together.
Well, I wasn't, you know, we weren't shocked. We knew this was approaching. He'd been ill for a few months. And but thankfully, in the last month and a half, we did two hilarious Zooms with the entire cast of SCTV and Joe. In fact, the last one was a week last Saturday. Joe was in bed, but he was very alert and laughing and just enjoying himself so much. We were all reflecting on all the characters that we couldn't be allowed to do now on television. You know, when I was on SCTV, we used to call him the anchor. In other words, he was the one that anchored the whole show. You know, when I first met Joe in 1973, you know, I worked with Joe for 50 years. Oh, I'll remember Joe with the million laughs. I think that no one was a greater, you know, he also taught at Humber College. And no one was a greater teacher to improvisation. No one understood the process of, I learned so much from Joe. So he was a great teacher. He was a great director. And he was a great coworker and a great friend.
Aww.
So sad. That guy was so good too, man.
Funny. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Joe Flaherty. Yeah, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hundreds of musicians have joined with the Artist Rights Alliance, which is a nonprofit organization, to condemn the overreach of artificial intelligence.
Uh-oh.
The group urges AI developers, technology companies, platforms, and digital music services to cease the use of AI to infringe upon the and devalue the rights of human artists. The letter features the signatures More than 200 people, including Nicki Minaj, Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, Zayn Malik, Camila Cabello's on there, John Bon Jovi's on there, Casey Musgrave, Stevie Wonder, as well as the estates of Frank Sinatra Bob Marley. The Artists' Rights Alliance goes on to argue that some platforms and AI developers are using the technology to, quote, sabotage creativity and undermine artists, songwriters, musicians, and rights holders.
So does that mean all those AI versions of songs, like, we won't hear them anymore? Like, account, like, There I Ruined It, would take Frank Sinatra?
No, they're urging AI developers and technology companies and platforms and digital music services to cease the use of AI to infringe. So they're urging.
So things like this aren't in jeopardy.
To the window, to the wall. Until the sweat drops down my until all you crawl.
What's going to have to happen is the parody laws are the ones that are going to have to be looked at, because all of those sort of AI songs they claim are parody. And so I think that is may wind up being the sort of workaround, is if they are able to sort of reimagine or reexamine the parody laws. I don't know, but they're urging. They're not suing. They're not anything. They're just urging.
Well, skeet skeet, goddamn.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Shannon Doherty, who is still dealing with cancer, and the prognosis isn't great, although she still believes that science can help her beat it. But she's very open about it. And she talks a lot about her journey and sort of coming to the end of her own life on her podcast called Let's Be Clear. And she was talking about how she's now started to sell off a lot of the stuff that she has in storage to sort of use that money to spend time with her mom. Here's Shannon.
My priority at the moment is my mom, and about making things. I know it's going to be hard on her if I pass away before her, but I'm so sorry. This is a hard one for me, but because it's going to be so hard on her, I want other things to be a lot easier, meaning that I don't want her to have a bunch of stuff to deal with. I don't want her to have 4 storage units filled with furniture. Because I have a furniture obsession. Some girls, you know, obsess over buying purses or shoes or clothes. I buy furniture. It's my thing. I love furniture. It's time to start selling that stuff off. It allows me to take more trips because I'm making money off selling it. So then I get to build different memories, and I get to build memories with the people that I love. I get to take my mom on vacations because I have all this extra sort of play money laying around, and I'm not digging into the money that's in my estate that's going to make sure that everybody in my life is taken care of once I'm dead.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Interesting way to kind of think about things.
Yeah, well, she's been dealing with it so long that she can, you know, have talk like that about herself and
almost make peace with it.
Well, no, but just like not break down. Like, she's so matter of fact about it that it's really incredible to listen to. She's an incredible woman, Shannon Doherty, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So this old clip of Ashton Kutcher, because Ashton Kutcher's now getting dragged into the P. Diddy stuff.
Oh,
because they've been friends for like 20 years, right? And there was a story yesterday I was reading where he's expecting a subpoena for information on what he knows, but also how his wife, Mila Kunis, has now forbid him from having any sort of contact with Diddy. Because if you remember, he was best friends with Danny Masterson. Mm-hmm. Danny Masterson went to prison for 30-something years for 2 rape cases, I believe. And then he and Mila wrote those letters to the judge to go easy on him in sentencing. And now all this stuff with Diddy goes down, where they've been best friends for 20 years. And then this clip resurfaces of Ashton Kutcher on Hot Ones.
Diddy party stories, they're our favorite genre of anecdote, if
really?
Have one. Yeah. Wow, okay, I've got a lot I can't tell. So, I can't tell that one either. I mean, I'm like actually cycling through them.
Okay, oh, wow. So, like, but seriously, like Ashton Kutcher, like, you got 2 best friends. Mm-hmm. One of them just went away for 35 years, and another one who's being investigated. Like, your two best friends.
Mm-hmm. How do you not know?
Right? Like, bruh.
Homie knows.
Come on. Right?
Gotta find new friends, man.
And then he says he's done all that work with, like, anti-trafficking and all that stuff. Like, oof. It's not like a good for Ashton Kutcher, man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Four people are facing charges up in Vaughan after a person trying to sell a highly valued Pokemon card got rolled. Oh. So it happened on Saturday when the victim arrived at a park.
Yeah.
To sell the card.
Idiot.
And they say once the guy produced the card, two guys grabbed it and then jumped into their car. And where two other guys were waiting like a getaway car for the Pokemon card. The victim managed to get the license plate number leading to the arrest of an adult. It was like one grown up and then three teenagers.
Damn, man. Off of Pokemon, huh?
Do you think that the adult was one of the dads, like was a dad to one of the guys in the car? Like this was a heist that was like they got the old man involved in?
Maybe not dad. I'd say like uncle.
Oh, you think uncle?
Yeah,
okay, maybe.
Uncle.
Yeah, right?
I think it was the uncle.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, how much is it worth? Yeah, I'll help you guys out.
Who brings their car to a park like that?
Idiots.
What are you doing?
Idiots.
What are you doing? I don't want to victim blame. It's a terrible thing.
Of course.
Right? But if you got a rare Pokemon card, like, don't they allow you to sell these things in the parking lots of police stations?
Yeah, I was.
Like, you
man,
just do
I was gonna
that?
Make that point. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Sell it there.
Uh-huh. Maybe he didn't know any better.
Clearly, at a park? At a public park.
Yeah.
Maybe he's new to the business. I don't know.
No.
Like a first time sale.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, you go to a police station.
Thank you.
They have spots now.
Everywhere.
At police stations, like parking spots available.
They do?
If you want to make a sale, if you want to sell something like Kijiji
or
whatever.
It's so husbands don't get murdered trying to sell all their wife's crap.
Birkin bag? Who wants Facebook Marketplace? $20.
You know what I mean? Here, honey, go. I made a sale on Marketplace. Yeah. Go and meet the guy. What do you mean go and meet the guy?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's the end of an era. Toronto's Black Bull Pub on Queen Street West is closing today.
I know.
It's been around since 1838.
What was it like on opening day?
Shut up, all of you.
Yes, good on Maury.
I wrote about the Black Bull in my book. Uh-huh. I may go down for a drink today. I don't know at some point. It was bought in 1970.
What time? Maybe fans can join you.
No. You drink alone at that place. Oh. I don't want anybody to join me. Well, if you see me there, don't talk to me. I'm enjoying myself, my alone time, okay? Damn. I'll be the guy that does not want to talk to you.
Incognito mode.
Yes. Bobby Taylor, former CFL star, bought it in 1975. He passed away in August. His family decided to sell, that now is the time to sell. The bar's current owner, his son, Rob Taylor, says, I hope the Black Bull continues to be a bar for decades to come and future owners pay homage to the building's history. We know it won't be torn down because it is a heritage property, so it's not like going to become a condo or something like that. But it is the end of the Black Bull today. Flo's in Yorkville just closed over the weekend.
That was one of my favorite places.
Yeah, I was there. We went in, I guess like 2 weeks ago or something like that, and talked to the owner, and he knows the show, be a fan of the show.
Really, scrambled eggs and smoked salmon was my order.
That was your order?
Yeah, it's actually on the menu.
The only one.
No, it's on the menu.
Yeah, it is on the menu.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's on the menu.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Quickly before we go, tweet from the University Health Network. They say, please expect appointment and service delays at Toronto General, Toronto Western, Princess Margaret Cancer Center, and the Toronto Rehab due to an unexpected system outage.
Yeah, the portal's down.
Is it? Yeah, it says at this time, it appears the situation is not related to a cyber event. So I guess when they say event, they mean attack. Hmm. So it is, it's something else. I don't know.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da! So thousands of people in Toronto, I guess they forgot to declare, I don't even know if I did this, that they actually live in their homes. And then they got hit with the Toronto's vacant home tax.
That was me.
That was you.
We got a bill in the mail, a brown envelope. I hate those things. And it was a $5,000 bill.
Yeah.
$5,000.
I talked to somebody yesterday.
Yeah.
Same thing. His bill was $5,500.
So 125,000 homeowners, they say, have received a bill, despite many people still living in their homes. Mm-hmm.
And even if you dispute it, you still have to pay the hundred and something fee.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
But shouldn't they know if I live there?
No.
I got to tell you?
They just know if you own it. Yeah, it's such a dude.
Like, if I pay my mortgage every single month, right?
Yeah.
Or I pay my rent. Like, yeah. I'm on the level with everything.
Yeah.
Somebody has to know. Don't hit me with a bill.
I know. And also, don't tell me what to do with my stuff. Right? Like,
they should know.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to have students living in my house, you know, like it should be up to me. Uh-huh. And I get there's a housing shortage and all that. Like, I get it. I fully get that. Mm. That's you. That's on you, though. That's not on me. That's on you for not building more homes when we should have started building more homes and made it so difficult for people to build homes.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do with my stuff and then make me sign a piece of paper that I live there. None of your business what I do. None of your business.
I live there.
I live there.
I pay my taxes.
Yes. How much was your bill more?
$5,000.
$5,000.
Matthew was angry and blamed me.
Of course he did. Who is to blame, though, do you think?
In our house?
Who normally takes care of that stuff?
Matthew. But he actually blamed you.
Blamed me?
He's like, Roz does the news all the time. How did you not know that we were supposed to do
Roz,
this?
Roz, if you're getting your news, like you're only getting your news from me, I'm shocked you're alive by now. You should have passed away a long time ago.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Post Malone released another little tease. There's not much to this. It's just sort of a phone recording from, I guess he's hanging out in the studio from his country project. So here's a little bit of that.
That massive Larry Franklin on the bed. That's sick.
Yeah, I'm so ready for this Post Malone album.
You're
I was listening to his greatest hit on Apple, the Post Malone Essentials.
Yeah.
Oh man, I listened to that like after work yesterday all day.
Really? Yeah.
Oh God, I love Post Malone so much. I'm so excited for this album.
Yeah.
When is it coming out? Do we know?
I don't even know. Again, I don't have this information.
Morgan Wallen has a new album coming out.
Nobody when? Asked.
Oh, wow. I don't care.
When? I wonder.
At the end of April.
Do we know if Morgan Wallen on his album is teaming up with Post Malone?
Yeah, for that song that's been all over like TikTok.
But is that a Post Malone song or is that a Morgan Wallen song?
There's the Post Malone song featuring Morgan Wallen that's going to be on Posty's album. So I wonder if they recorded two tracks, one for each album.
Well, I'm sure there is.
So good. Excited. I'm ready.
Interesting.
Oh, for Post Malone, expected release date 2024.
Well, that's...
That's not an expected release date. That is a year, sir.
That would be this year as well.
Yeah. So there we go. 2024 is the answer to that.
Great. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. No, me neither.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, are you looking forward to a new Matrix movie or like a reboot or anything like that? Were you a fan of the Matrixes?
No,
you weren't. Not even the first one?
I watched the first one.
Yeah, then they just got too confused.
I watched the second one. Enough. I don't think I watched the third one. Did you?
Did you watch that new one?
No.
That they did? You didn't, huh?
No.
So apparently Drew Goddard, who is the guy who wrote Cloverfield,
ooh,
The Martian, and World War Z.
Okay.
I loved World War Z. You ever seen World War Z?
Yeah,
Brad Pitt zombie movie? Uh-huh. So good. So I guess he went to Warner Brothers and said that he had a brand new idea for a Matrix movie. And Warner Brothers was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And so he's going to sort of continue on what the Wachowskis started back like 25 years ago. So to me, it sounds sort of like a reboot or just a continuation
of the story,
but not a, there's no sort of like Keanu Reeves or anything like that attached to it. So it may sort of be a reboot or in that world.
Oh, it's part of the Matrix universe.
But that guy's awesome. Drew Goddard's awesome.
Yeah.
Cloverfield. Remember Cloverfield?
Love that movie.
That movie was?
Love that movie.
World War Z, The Martian. Did you see The Martian?
Yeah. With,
Matt Damon.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cloverfield, they did that movie, and then they did like Cloverfield Lane or something
like
that.
I like that one too.
I like that one.
That was really good, yeah.
And then the way they ended that movie, they set up for another Cloverfield, which I thought they were going to do.
Oh, did they not?
They didn't. I don't think they ended up doing another one.
Really?
Those movies were great.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm down. I'm down with that. I'm actually, the Wachowski movies just sort of like they were lost.
And
they became terrible. But if somebody else wants to take that, I'm sort of down with watching that. You know, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with Morgan Wallen, Maria?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Oh, he's great. I love him.
2024, right, guys? Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, on Fallon last night, Roman Reigns was on there with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You must acknowledge the tribal chief. It is going down this weekend. WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. The Bloodline versus everybody.
As a former hardcore wrestling fan, as a former hardcore wrestling fan, and now as somebody who only knows when it sort of infiltrates my world, I will say, and I've said this before, and that is, thank God Dwayne The Rock Johnson came back to WWE, because Roman Reigns is a very insignificant individual.
In the
sense that he's a champion, and they're trying to position him as one of the greatest of all time. And he is
You know how long this man has held the title? Undefeated?
He is only within the wrestling world. He is not a champion that has cut through into popular culture.
That's true.
Normal people don't know who
you don't even watch wrestling.
That's a true statement. I've never heard of him.
Normal people don't know who Roman Reigns is.
Yeah.
Normal. They don't. Wrestling fans do. But other champions, Ric Flair, The Rock, Steve Austin, Bret Hart, all those guys.
From movies.
Yeah, yeah. But they cut through.
Ric Flair does commercials. I know him from commercials, furniture commercials.
They cut through.
Listen, you must acknowledge the tribal chief.
Okay. Who's the tribal chief?
Tribal, not travel.
So set this up here, Mocha. WrestleMania is two nights, Saturday and Sunday.
So Saturday night, you got Roman Reigns and his cousin The Rock facing off against Cody Rhodes, who is going to win the title, and Seth Rollins.
Right.
And then night two is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes.
So is this the first time there's been a tag match since WrestleMania 1 as the main event? Okay. So here's Roman Reigns talking about what to expect at WrestleMania XL, whatever that means.
40!
Okay.
How you not know your Roman numerals?
Because they're stupid.
Agreed.
Roman Reigns and The Rock versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. Now, it's been a bloody past several weeks, I will say, by the way. It has been.
Blood has been shed.
Cody is trying.
We like the blood.
We got a blood corner up there.
Cody keeps trying to finish his story. That's what the thing. Cody's just trying to finish his story. Can you explain what that is and what people have to expect come this Saturday night?
I think Cody's reading the wrong book at this point, because nobody care. We don't care about his story.
We don't care.
It's a funny thing, because you told me this a long time ago. In the wrestling business, there's no call sheet. There's no, like, he's number one, he's number two. So everybody in our roster believes they're number one. So it's just a shark tank. Everybody's trying to take each other out. And this guy's been chasing me for 2 years now. I've beaten him. We've crossed this bridge already. So this is where we close the book completely on this guy, Cody Rhodes. And we display what the most powerful family in pro wrestling is all about. That's what this weekend is.
Yes. Right? Thank you. Thank you, Roman Reigns.
You think that's what's going to go down?
Do I think that's what's going to go down? I know that's what's going
to go down. Sorry.
Exactly.
I need something from you. Acknowledge me.
Oh, damn.
He has a nice voice.
There was two guys talking there. One was The Rock and one was Roman Reigns.
Who was the first one?
Roman Reigns.
Okay, he has a nice voice.
Yeah. Oh, Rozzy, you're saying Roman numerals 40? You didn't like it?
I just don't like Roman numerals in general. I think they're stupid.
I looked up, because you're turning 50 this year.
Oh my God!
I looked up what the Roman numerals are for 50.
Yeah, was it like a broken back?
L. it's L.
L.
You're
great.
Turning L.
Thanks,
man.
Yeah,
a loss.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Beyonce dropped a surprise remix of Texas Hold'em, the Pony Up remix. And it's sort of like, it starts off very much like the Texas Hold'em that we all know. And then it sort of transitions into this whole new song.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Now I'm gonna lead all my cowboys to the dance floor. To the flow now, ooh.
Okay.
Get to the dance floor.
I'm into it so far.
Woke up this morning.
Woo!
Keeps racing.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Maria, you hate this.
No, I don't like it at all.
No.
This is no. Fire.
I like the production on it.
Cool.
Oh, you know what? I was into it up until that part. I think what she should have done was transition into continuously singing the Texas Hold'em that we all know on this beat.
Because it's not even the it's not even the song. It's like a whole new song, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Oh, look, listen to that.
Yeah, no, she should have gone back into Texas Hold'em with that beat.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Or, minimum wage is going up in Ontario. Yay. In the fall. $17.20 will be the new minimum wage, Maury.
Yay. I remember when I made $10.10 an hour.
Yeah, so do I.
You remember when I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Adam Sandler, who is currently working on the sequel to Happy Gilmore, and what they're going to do with the fact that we just recently lost Carl Weathers and now Joe Flaherty. Mm-hmm. One of the suggestions was because Bob Barker passed as well, right? Mm-hmm. And was to bring in Drew Carey, who's the current host of The Price is Right.
Oh, great.
So here's a little bit of Adam Sandler.
I would love Drew Carey to be in this movie out of respect to Bob. When we were writing stuff, Bob was alive. When we were writing stuff, Carl Weathers was alive. When we were writing stuff, Joe Flaherty was alive. It sucks. We love those guys. They're such a big part of the movie and just great people. And but we're gonna get them involved somehow. They'll be involved.
Is this Happy Gilmore movie, you think, a part of his big Netflix deal, or is this going to be a theatrical release?
Don't know.
Because he signed that multi-year. Mm-hmm. Deal with Netflix to release X amount of movies.
Don't know. I actually don't know that. I mean, I think it would be a shame to not release it in theaters and get all that money. But this deal with Netflix is so huge. Yeah. Oh my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Anya Taylor-Joy, who just revealed that she's been married now for a couple of years. Anya Taylor-Joy was from The Queen's Gambit. Mm-hmm. Remember her?
Yeah. She's in a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. She's great. And so she posted on social, she goes, 2 years ago on April Fool's, I secretly married my best friend in New Orleans. The magic of that day is ingrained in every cell of my being forever. Happy second first anniversary, my love. You're the coolest. And then the picture that she showed, okay, she followed that up with, though, yes, those are anatomically correct heart cakes. Yes, I'm the vampire Lestat. And what they had, there was like a weird vampire-themed wedding. And the cakes, they were individual cakes that people had on their plates. Mm-hmm. And they were anatomically correct-looking hearts, like with the aortas and stuff like that. And they had like a drizzled kind of blood thing over them. But everybody got these cakes that looked like actual, like...
human hearts.
Human hearts with... drizzle on them.
What's the flavor? Do we know the flavor?
I tried to find that out for you.
I would
assume
red velvet.
You think so?
No, or like a vanilla cherry or vanilla strawberry.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
It was just weird to me.
If I was invited to a wedding and they served heart cakes.
Yeah. Look at the picture right now. Google it right now. Yeah. Anya Taylor-Joy heart cake. It doesn't look appetizing at all.
Like they're not. Because there's blood underneath it. There's like pools of blood underneath it.
And they're white. Like they're like it's been sitting in formaldehyde for a long time. Like what a heart looks like when it's.
Would I try this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would, eh, Moore?
And if you don't want yours, I'll have it too.
Yeah.
Seconds.
I guarantee you would.
I'm taking a bite.
You are?
Yeah, I'm sticking the fork.
No,
taking a bite.
Not me.
I'm gonna sop it up with the blood sauce there.
Yeah.
It's probably like I said, strawberry
cherry. I'm sure it's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think it's like a vanilla cake.
Yeah.
I would try a... but then again...
Just one ventricle.
Look at all the drippage.
Blood sauce.
I know. Just, yeah. It doesn't look. To me, I'm not into that.
No,
I'm not.
I'm with
you. I'm not into that.
Screw it. Yeah. I'm trying it.
Are you?
I'm trying the heart cake.
Yeah. Now, are you biting the actual heart first, or are you going to bite off one of the ventricles?
No, I'm going heart.
You're going heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fork right in the middle.
Okay.
Are you slopping up the blood after?
Not after, no, during.
During, yeah. Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
getting
yeah,
really
yeah,
nauseous. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.